In Spain, during the dictatorship of Francisco Franco from 1939 to his death in 1975, the Roman Catholic Church accumulated and wielded enormous influence. Now, after decades of secularization, some Spaniards fear a return to those days. The government has reintroduced compulsory religion classes in public schools, even though Spain's constitution guarantees the separation of church and state. Opponents are challenging the law before the Supreme Court, Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Classes are letting out at the elementary school in Hoyo de Manzanares, a suburb of Madrid. Although it's a public school, many children take a class in Roman Catholicism taught by a teacher from the local diocese. Under the government's new educational reform law, religious education won't be compulsory until next school year. But 7-year-old Lucia already wanted to take the class this year.
Porque había algo extraño que quería saber sobre Dios.
Because there was something I wanted to know about God, and they teach us the history of God, how he died, things like that.
Lucia's mother, Cristina Esteves, says that when she was a child in the 1980s, she chose not to take religion. But she thought that in Lucia's case, it made sense.
What happened was last year she started asking questions I couldn't answer, and I thought it was preferable that she be in a class with a teacher who is better prepared to answer her questions.
Cristina Esteves is not a practicing Catholic. In that, she resembles most Spaniards. Although 4 out of 5 identify themselves as Catholic, only 18% still go to church regularly. Some minorities, such as Protestants, Muslims, and Jews, can opt for government-funded education in their own faiths. But any other parents, who don't want their children in a class taught by the church, must put them in a class called Society, Culture, and Religion. Maite Pina leafs through the pages of the new education law. She's the president of SEAPA, the largest association of parents of public school children. It's among about a dozen groups mounting the Supreme Court challenge.
Sociedad, cultura y religión.
As she reads the new law, she can barely conceal her disgust.
Estos son los contenidos que va a haber en la asignatura no confesional.
She points to the contents of the alternative class. It's supposed to be an overview of world religions and their impact on history, which the government says is an essential part of a well-rounded education. But Pina thinks there's an underlying message favoring Christianity. She notes that high school students will learn about totalitarianism and the Holocaust in a single lesson called Atheism of the State. She thinks the lesson suggests that a lack of Christianity was to blame for Europe's worst horrors. Indeed, within the European Union, Spanish Prime Minister José María Aznar is leading a battle to have a reference to Europe's Christian heritage included in the proposed European Constitution. Aznar's popular party has a majority in the Spanish Parliament, and it got the educational reform law enacted over the summer, despite fierce opposition from leftist lawmakers and human rights groups. Maite Pina, the president of the Parents Association, thinks Americans in particular would find the law so preposterous they would laugh.
I can imagine that in a society where there is a clear separation of church and state, this might seem like a ridiculous mess.
Because Pina says that even though the Constitution says Spain should have no state religion, bilateral treaties with the Vatican effectively give the church preferential status. The church can hire and fire the Catholic religion teachers, even though their salaries are paid by taxpayers. And some teachers have been sacked because the bishops thought they lived unchristian lives. They had dated divorced men or lived with a boyfriend. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.